Thank you for having me here. My name is Tianyi Wang from Texas A&M University. Work with Dr. Alex Thompson. Today my presentation topic is ferrocarbon habitat prediction model and detection with UAV remote sensing. Here's some background of ferrocarbon. So what is ferrocarbon? So basically ferrocarbon is maintained wild cartons where you don't want the cartons. We didn't plan the cartons on purpose. It could have some several causes. Transportation between the cotton field and junior, or leftover from the prior harvest seeds, and also the cotton module storage. So my study aspect in this study is for the transportation part. So there is potential to harbor disease and insect like cotton bovil. Cotton bovil is a cotton insect lived on cotton. We have a good cotton irradiation in Texas, but this insect could invade it across the border of Mexico. So that's one of the reasons why Texas bovil irradiation foundation state this ferrocarbon issue is more serious in southern Texas, especially south of San Antonio, interstate highway, south of Interstate Highway 10. So south of Interhighway 10, we have over 1,500 cotton fields and 29 junior. So we need to figure out a reasonable transportation way between the cotton fields and 28 junior. So we get each individual cotton field location from Texas Bovil Irradiation Foundation. Also, we get the location of the degeneracy from Texas Cotton Generate Association. So we use a tag called Closest Facility Network Analysis to calculate the each individual cotton field to the closest cotton generate. This maybe is not the most precise way, but most of the case that people will select the closest route. We also make a buffer, 100 meters buffer, based on this route. This 100 meters buffer is with consult with USDA ARS, said that's a reasonable distance that the cotton seeds could spread from the track. So 29 counties got involved in this study. In southern Texas. Totally will be 20 million acres. So we narrowed down to 4% of the area by using this method. Here's a result that we have a several level of the risk that each county could have this problem. So the most serious county in this model we predict is you see this Hidalgo and the Cameroon, and they're exactly at the border. So as I mentioned before, this problem is highly happened at the border of Mexico. And there's some interesting result we can think about that. So we move to next step, try to use UAV platform to get the data. We use DJI Phantom 4 with a dual-band NDVI image, dual-band NDVI camera. And we do this study based on this prediction model. Is in Portland, Texas. So this is I want to give you an example. This is the image we get. It's a dual band images. Can you tell where the cotton is? So that's the first problem we realized. We could have a seed. Weed or grasses. They can have similar reflecting signature as cotton, so because they are all vegetations. So it is a little bit challenging to tell where the cotton is. But I can tell you there's flower cuttings in these pictures because I were there, I ground truth them. So we come up with ideas, why not use height information? So when we mosaic the images, we can also get the digital surface model and the digital terrain model. So digital surface model subtract the digital terrain model is the canopy head model, which is the height information. And we combine, remember we have dual band image, and I combined the hiding information at the third band, and lay over this three band, and form a new stack images. So on your left hand, that's the image we got. Oh, sorry. That's the image we have. We have the red we have the red colors in red band. We have the blue colors in blue band. We have near infrared band in red colors, and we have the height information in green color. So if you see some greenness in these images, that stands for some tall plant. That's the difference between and some grass and cotton plants. And I applied a algorithm called SuperPixel algorithm, a single plant level classification method. This algorithm is developed for other project, my dissertation project, but I realized there's a kind of universal method can detect the plant level cotton. So I applied the algorithm on that, and on your left side, this is the classification result I have. So how good it is, remember these pictures I showed you before, and I lay over the classification result on top of that. It's pretty accurate. So how accurate it is, so totally in this case study, we have 23 feral cotton plants were detected, and 22 out of 23 were detected correctly. So over 95% accurate. One plant was misdetected. So conclusion. So we developed a model to predict the potential feral cotton habitat caused by transportation. And we developed an accurate method to use UAV to detect feral cotton plants. I'll take any questions. Thank you. Great question. I stretch them to 0 and 255, so to match the other two band colors. Yeah, but that's my number could be customized. I mean, you can stretch to 255, or you can give an even larger number. So to emphasize, that's the weight to adjust the how important each band it is. So if you want your height information is more important, so you can give a higher weight of this number. So what I did is I stretched them to 255. So for that one, so I have the highest height and the lowest height, and then use linear stress to the 255. Yes. So the question is, how can we do a large scale for this application, right? So that's a good question. So far, if you fly in a higher altitude, higher altitude and on, take pictures along with the road, we can get a higher coverage, but limited to UAV durations, so the flight can only maintain 15 minutes. So to enlarge to a large scale, yeah.